Trisha's on vacation, so we have Taylor Durden hanging with us this morning. And
chugging coffee.
You know, that's the great thing about this not being on television. You can just drink coffee anytime you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can stand up and stretch.
That's right.
Scratch your face. I mean, whatever you think. Not that you've done all of that, but you could.
No, but I've just been literally, I have two different coffees right here. Just rotating.
This is Adam in the Afternoon has joined us as well.
Good morning.
She's got a cold coffee and a hot coffee, and she's shotgunning them back and forth.
Well,
oh, that's,
you know,
that's clever.
When I get a little warm, I drink the cold one.
I don't know what is going on there.
Hey,
it's a fancy mix drink.
When your alarm clock goes off at 5 versus like, you know what, it usually goes off at 6, so it's not that big of a difference, but I don't usually get out of bed until like 7:30.
Right.
So like,
right.
You got to keep it balanced.
Exactly.
And it's like an hour drive from your house to here,
intake.
So
yeah, it's
we
fine.
Appreciate you filling in this
morning.
I
mean, I'm happy to.
So we're here talking Quixie Bracket Challenge, and we had this contest going that we do every single year. Taylor did not participate in it, but did you have a bracket?
You know, I usually do, and I did not.
Okay.
I did not. But I was really following the women more than I honestly was the men.
How did you feel about the outcome ultimately there?
Well, you know, I was really rooting for Jeff Walls and U of L.
Sure.
I was too. I think he's such a good dude and, like, does a really nice job with the team. So for the fact that, you know, South Carolina beat U of L and then won it out. Now you can't be mad about that.
No. And we're just glad it wasn't UConn again.
Yeah. I was at, in 2018 or 2019, when they went to Albany and played UConn in the Sweet 16, I was at that game covering it for Wave. And they lost to UConn, so I was like, please don't play UConn again.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that.
I don't have a bracket, all that to say.
That's okay. Quixie Bracket Challenge, we put this up every year, and we let our listeners get involved. Now, the people who work here also play along, mostly so everyone can laugh at us.
Okay, but you're not actually on this list, technically.
Well, no, we couldn't win, but like my bracket broke weeks ago.
Okay. Did you have Kentucky going far?
No, I didn't.
Sorry, Kentucky fans, I'm very sorry.
No, yeah. I
had Tennessee winning it all, so I was done after like the third game, you know.
There you
so.
Go.
Kentucky was such a wild card this year because they had a good season.
Right.
But we were talking about any one of those teams could have knocked him out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened. We just didn't expect it to happen so quickly.
I mean, I was really hoping St. Peter's?
Well, yeah.
I was really hoping that they were going to just keep going.
Just Cinderella it all the way.
Because, like, right, why not? That's a great story.
It's a crazy year. All right, so the Bracket Challenge sponsors, Colton Steakhouse and Grill, Magnolia Bank, Inspire RX Pharmacy, and Gabhart Family Dentistry, and also Quixie, we throw in $98.30 and this fantastic trophy, Taylor.
Oh.
You're going to have to use your mental's eyes.
I need to
hold that up to the microphone, Taylor, so everybody can see it.
Can you all see it? It's nice and red and shiny.
So that's going to be presented to our winner. And Adam in the Afternoon, who is also our webmaster and tabulator extraordinaire.
Oh, boy.
He's been working furiously, triple checking, and he also had Jennifer from our sales department come behind him and going, are you sure does this look right to you?
No, we didn't want a repeat of last year. We triple checked this. We're ready to go.
All right. So the winner, undisputed, absolute champion of the Quixie Bracket Challenge is...
No, you know I'm going to milk it for a second.
Oh, okay.
Well, the person, they got Kansas as the final, but they have got a great prize pack, $50 gift card from Colton Steakhouse and Grill, $50 gas card, and a gift basket with swag from Gabhart Family Dentistry, a $50 gift certificate from Inspire RX Pharmacy. Do I still have drum roll going?
We can do another one.
That ended a while ago.
$50 cash from Magnolia Bank. Of course, $98.30 from Quixie 98.3. And this amazing trophy, which is actually quite heavy.
Yeah, it's good
quality. You could really do some damage with that.
Yes.
Careful where you hit that. Right. So, let me open the envelope. The 2022 Quixie Bracket Challenge winner is Debbie Ising. Or is it Ising?
Debbie Ising. I'm going to say Ising.
No, we've got the official news anchor here going to.
I would say it's Ising.
All right. The Ising on the cake. She is the winner this year.
Ising.
All right. Yes. So
sorry if we said your name wrong.
Well, it doesn't matter. She won, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a winner.
You can say my name wrong if you give me stuff.
Say my name.
All right. Oh, Debbie, the winner of so many. You got a lot of sound effects on your page, Adam.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. What in the world?
All right, there we go. I'm just playing with the sound effects at this point. We're going to get a hold of Debbie. Hopefully, she can come up today and get a photo with us and all of her prizes. The Quixie Bracket Challenge, Debbie Eising, congratulations. You are the winner.